They are not of the world, as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. I sanctify myself for them, so they also may be sanctified by the truth. Jesus prayed that we might be unified in his truth, standing firm in the faith and strong in his word. In a world questioning the credibility of God's word, Christ's prayer is for his church to stand firm in unity and his word. This is The Answers Conversation, and I'm your host, Steve Hamm. We'll be answering the skeptical questions of our time, standing firm on the authority of God's word, and rejoicing in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Again with us this week, we have Eric Hoven, who is president of Creation Today, a wonderful creation apologetics ministry with a little bit of a twist. Sometimes Eric will go out and also show apologetics in work with atheists. He has a wonderful program, the Creation Today program, where he interviews a whole host of people talking about subjects that point to the truth of our Creator, the truth of God's Word, and the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for being with us, Eric.
Oh, Steve, it is a pleasure to partner with you guys so many times because I love the work of Answers in Genesis in holding people to really high standards when it comes to defending the truth of God's word and keeping it as our authority. So thank you.
Thank you. And I'm really excited about a project that you have going at the moment. And I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit more about this. Before we do, just tell me quickly, what is Creation Today doing to help spread this message that people can trust the Bible from the very first verse?
Well, our ministry has several different facets. Number one, we've got the online facet with creationtoday.org, where we produce a television show that goes out around the world. People can watch that right there online for free. We've got searchcreation.org. The search feature of Creation Today allows individuals to do a online search, but rather than just doing a general Google search, if you have any question about creation, evolution, science, or the Bible, our search engine searches the top 17 apologetic websites in the world. So you'll get answers from Answers in Genesis, from ICR, from Creation Today, from Always Be Ready. You'll get answers from all these great resources, and you don't have to filter through any of the junk that Google might give you that people are out there to try to deceive you with. You'll only get answers from top apologetic websites where I guarantee you'll get a great and good and thorough answer. We're also launching here this month visitcreation.org, which is an online presence for all the different museums and tour groups out there that focus on creation ministry specifically. So my goal overall, if you had to summarize what I want to do with Creation Today and where God is leading us, is we want to synergize the efforts of the creation movement so that more people will see how God's world and God's word fit perfectly together.
Amen.
So we're equipping the churches and challenging the lost and using it for the means of evangelism. Ultimately, if our apologetics do not lead people to the cross of Christ, we have failed. So we want to make sure that we're leading to the cross.
And that's exactly why we love partnering with you too, brother, because you do have that passion to lead people to the gospel. Let's talk about the Genesis 3D movie you have coming up. This is really exciting.
It is indeed, Steve. I mean, okay, how many times have we watched on Discovery Channel, or have we watched on the History Channel, or have we watched on PBS, them interview some scientists, do some cheesy animation about how dinosaurs died millions of years ago, and this is what happened to their eggs, and we watch that, and we know billions of people around the world are believing this lie simply because they saw it on TV, they saw it happen. We said, let's utilize this technology that's available now, and let's do the creation of the world, Genesis chapter 1, our very foundation for the word of God, our very foundation for life and breath and everything we have today, and answer so many questions. So we actually just started working about 5 years ago on a project called Genesis 3D, where we're creating the creation of the world as a 3D movie. So instead of just reading, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, you can experience, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and it is turning out to be spectacular. Think about this, Steve. There are over 600,000 churches in America today, and there are 6,000 first-run movie theaters. There are about 6,000. which one is having the most impact? Which one is influencing the culture more?
Yeah.
Well, I don't mean to be flippant by this, but unfortunately, I think it's the theaters that are having more of an impact on the way our world thinks about things.
Mm.
And we want, the Bible says, hey, don't hide your candle under a bushel. Put it on a candlestick so it gives light into the whole room. Well, one of the major candlesticks of our society today is the theaters. So we want to put the gospel through the creation message in the theaters and do it in a big way. So that's what the Genesis movie is all about.
Yeah, and I've seen some of the footage in the Genesis 3D movie, and it is spectacular, I have to say. It really does feel like you're right there. And when I think about this, Eric, I think about the number of programs that are going around. I don't know, you would remember the Walking with Dinosaurs exhibit that happened in stadiums and different places all over the country. And people are mesmerized by these visual effects. We need to use this wonderful, powerful medium to give people the truth rather than a fairy tale that's normally being given.
Amen to that. And that's really what our whole goal is look, the technology is available now. And if you want to see some of the footage, your listeners can go to genesismovie.com right now and see some of the footage that we're including in this movie. All of this is computer generated. So all of this, you're going to think it's real life.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually like Avatar type. It's actually computer generated. And it is first class. So we said, hey, let's raise the bar. Instead of being a follower, let's be a leader when it comes to the next generation of movies for young people. And so that's really what we desire to do with this and present the right, true message of the creation, the creator who became our savior.
Now, I need to ask this. You have been so careful about getting the content right in great detail. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that you've done to make sure that that's been the case.
Yeah, 2 years ago, actually almost 3 years ago now, we actually came up and we met with all the scientists there at Answers in Genesis. So we met with all the scientists, went through the content of what we planned on doing. Then just this last month, we came back, brought all the things we've been working on over the last 2 years, brought all the script together, and we had to submit that to the dreaded editorial review board, where they nitpick everything to make sure that we are lining up consistently with a good hermeneutic, a good, biblical approach with the science that we understand today, making sure that it all fits. And I praise God we've gone through that. Now, we're going to make a few changes based on some suggestions here this last month.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, this film is going to be rock solid. And it can have, if it can have the backing of all the PhD scientists at Answers in Genesis, pastors, your church should have no problem backing up this movie and saying, hey, this is something we need to get behind. This is something we need to encourage our people to go see. It really will be a powerful medium. I sat there last month, Steve, at the editorial review board as it went to the conclusion and the gospel was shared at the end of this film. And I sat there almost just in shock, in awe, going, this being in the theater in front of people is going to be huge. It's going to be so powerful. The Holy Spirit is going to use this project, a lot of time and energy and money into this project, but he's going to use it to reap a harvest. It's going to be incredible. Todd Friel said, if you have an unsaved friend, this is the movie to take them to. Because it really is going to present the truth in a powerful way.
Oh, that's wonderful. So this is going into theaters?
That is our goal. Now, one way or another, whether you go big or go small, we do want to go to theaters. And there's a variety of different ways to do that. You guys can pray for us as we, over the next year, work on that plan, what that looks like. So talking to a lot of different people, like the Kendricks brothers, who said, hey, we'll give you all of our advice. They've met with us several times now and said, hey, we will give you anything we have to help get this out there. And then other people as well, the guys behind the movie God's Not Dead, we're talking to them. So there's just big potential for this, and we're praying that God will continue to allow us to meet the right people and guide us step by step so that we can have maximum impact with this film.
I know certainly Answers in Genesis will be advertising this widely, and we'll be telling people where they can go and see it. And so just keep an eye on either our website or the Creation Today website if you're listening, and keep up to date with what Eric and the team are doing there with this 3D movie at Creation Today. Is there anything else that you want to tell us about this movie, Eric, that will really excite people to get behind it?
Well, if you go to genesismovie.com, you'll see kind of the storyline. The director and producer of this used to work at Disney, used to work at Lockheed Martin, and worked at EA Sports. So if you're a gamer out there, if you like Madden and things like that, and some of the racing games, he actually helped develop those things. So he's phenomenally talented, and he said a couple of years ago, he said, "I'm tired of using my talents for the world. I want to use them for God." His story is incredibly compelling.
Praise God.
And now he literally works 12 to 18 hours a day on this one project. He's been doing that for the last 3.5 years, and we've got a little more than a year to go. But it's one of those love stories of a passion to see people understand this truth.
Yeah.
Because we know this truth changes lives.
Yeah.
How many testimonies has AIG received of people saying, "I didn't know this truth. Wow, when I saw the science. Wow, when I heard it like that." And that's what we want to capitalize on. And we pray a bigger way than the Christian movement has ever capitalized on before.
Yeah, that is so wonderful. And, you know, we are so privileged also, brother, to be partnering with you in projects like this, seeing people really take on the mediums that the world is using so effectively to give a story, an anti-God story. And now we have a man who is really passionate about getting a quality 3D presentation out there to really bring home the message of creation to the cross, isn't it, really?
Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, that's exactly, you know what, that hits the nail on the head, Steve.
Yeah, amen. Okay, well, thank you so much for being with us this week again, and really keep praying for Eric and the team as they build this movie, and as they go around, pray that the theatres will indeed take this movie and that many people will see it.
Amen. Thanks for the opportunity to talk with you today, Steve.
Great to have you. If you want answers on this or any other subject, visit answersingenesis.org. That's answersingenesis.org.